Hello, it's me, Demetria Samuels, income stream strategist, business coach, and STEM professional. I wanted to welcome you all to another episode of Corporate Hustle Podcast, of the Corporate Hustle Podcast. Look at me, all tongue-tied. This episode is titled Wealth, Wine, and Money, and it's here to tell you all about why I created a membership group for women who are trying to build generational wealth. So if you're somebody who wants to be in an environment to learn strategies, resources about how people are really building wealth, real wealth, not like I'm getting rich quick tomorrow, but building real wealth for this generation and your next generation, then stay tuned for this episode.
Hello, this is the Corporate Hustle Podcast, a place where women have a space to create money inside and out of corporate America. Passive income, multiple streams of income, all come with its individual challenges, successes, processes, strategies, procedures, and we are here to talk about it all. It is time to get to the money inside and out of corporate America, and we do that here on the Corporate Hustle Podcast.
Okay, so this is how it happened. So this is how it all started, you guys. I actually have an event yearly called the I'm Enough Brunch. And during the brunch, I bring together mainly STEM professionals, finance professionals, just women, analytical women who I know, and anybody can come actually, business women, entrepreneurs, and I bring speakers there that can give them information, motivation, inspiration on making sure they don't become mediocre, making sure that they begin to always know that they're enough to get to their next levels in life, because a lot of times we'll get to our 75,000 goal, nice car, could go to Jamaica, and we'll stop there when there's communities that need us, there's generations that need us, there's people who need us to be better than just okay. They need us to be better than good. They need us to be great. And sometimes because we've already achieved what society says is success, we tend to get mediocre. But as you will hear me constantly say on this podcast, corporate America is stable, but it's not loyal. So it gives you an opportunity to do other endeavors, build other things, build your personal brand, but you always need to be doing that inside and outside of corporate America, because at any given time, you never know when they'll say goodbye, and you don't want your family's life to change. You don't want your daily lifestyle to change. You don't want to suck up your Social Security that doesn't exist. You don't want to suck up your savings account. You don't want to drain out your 401k. Instead, you want to constantly be having income coming in, and once that income comes in, you also want to make sure that it's building wealth. Your money has to make money for you. So these were the thoughts, I know, right? A lot of them that go through my mind every time I plan the I Am Enough conference, right? Or I should call it a conference, but it's the I Am Enough brunch, because we all know we love mimosas and we love brunch. And I combine those to make sure that I was giving education and value. So now the question is, where did the wealth, wine, and money part come in at? Well, after we get through with the conference, the Sunday after, I had a gathering that, you know, I served wine at, and I brought in a financial advisor, some entrepreneurs, myself, who coaches women through this whole process, and we began to talk about, what did we learn as children about money? How do we feel about money as women? Why don't we naturally know how to leave generational wealth? Where is all the generational wealth gone in America? For our community, and you know, there's plenty of factors that go into that, from racism, from slavery, to all types of things. But now that you have all that information, now that you have all that knowledge, what are we going to do about it, right? So I make sure that in the Wealth, Wine, and Money community, I'm constantly making sure you have the resources, the tools, the information, the guidance that is needed to push your finances and your mindset forward, to always thinking bigger, always thinking about your 100-year plan, right? So let's talk about the first word, wealth. I'm recording this on a Sunday. So this past Wednesday, I did a live in my group where I talked about the four types of wealth. And I'll do a whole podcast maybe on it, or maybe I'll add that podcast in there. But essentially, there's four types of wealth that we discussed in Wealth, Wine, and Money. And that's your actual wealth, meaning money, which everybody's familiar with. But then there's your mental and physical wealth, so your health wealth. Then there's your social wealth, meaning your status in life, your lifestyle, your who you know, your network, that type of wealth. And then there's your time, right? Time wealth. Okay, so one of those is a very, very precious commodity. Or freedom, right? Some people consider time and freedom. So sometimes we have jobs that pay us really well and we can become wealthy. However, they snatch away our actual free time. So they're stealing our time wealth, right? And then other times we'll have jobs that maybe we have all the free time in the world, but they don't pay us much. Right? And then other times you might have a job. And those are the main two things that, that corporate America kind of like dangles out there at you. You know, time freedom or, you know, wealthy or getting, they're not going to say they give you wealth, but they'll be like 401ks, corporate bonuses, promotions, you know. They're also dangling status, meaning like you could be a director, you could be mid-management, you could be C-suite level. So they dangle all these things out there. So wealth means various things to various people, just like rich for some people is $1 million, but I would still have to go to work tomorrow if you gave me $1 million, right? I would still have to go to work because my lifestyle just demands that. So you need to just make sure that you know that success and wealth in that realm, you know, means different things. But generationally, are you teaching, what were we taught about those four subjects? And what are we teaching about those four subjects? And what are we implementing about those four things? So how do we feel about it? How are we shifting our lifestyles around it? So that's what that is all about. The next thing that we discuss in Wealth, Wine, and in the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective is wine. And the wine does not mean actual just wine and spirits and, you know, cocktails. Yes, we have yes, you can have a cocktail while you're listening. Yes, we do wine because it's the social aspect of it, the social currency of it, the network of it. Wine to me is about transformation. You know, I always tell people, you know, I love the fact that you just turn water into wine. So I had to incorporate wine into my collective because to me it means transformation, fluidity, and it is an accepted social beverage all over the globe. So sometimes, you know, that's where the wine came in, just kind of the attraction draw, the transformation that's going to occur. But that's what kind of wine means to me. And let me know when you review this, what wine means to you, you know? So let me take a moment to tell you guys that the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective is currently open and accepting membership. You can go to bit.ly/wealthmembership to learn all about it. And right now, for anybody who listens to my podcast, the Wealth, Wine, and Money membership for one whole year is just $99. That's it. We don't want people in our collective that are not serious about bringing information, discussing information, implementing information that relates to wealth, wine, and money. So that's why it is a paid premium membership collective. So I hope you think about joining us today. Okay, now the last word is money. And the reason that money is talked about and discussed in the collective is because women do not like to talk about money. We don't like to talk about how much money we make. We don't like to talk about how much we make it. We don't like to talk about how to earn more. We don't necessarily like always talking about how, you know, how to invest it, how to grow it, how to make it, how we are the masters of money. But it impacts everything we love, everything that we love. And that's why I had to focus on money, because my children are impacted by money. My husband is impacted by money. My mother is impacted by money. Everything that I love is impacted by money. So I need to make sure that I make sure that money is my tool, that money is my weapon in this world. And I wanted to make sure that in the collective that I was building up women to feel that same way too, that money makes things change. Money will get things done. And so although money does not rule me, I rule over money and I use it to will, my power, right? So I wanted women to be comfortable with discussing money, investing money, growing money, just generally sharing knowledge and information about money, which is where that third word came from. So that's why I chose the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective as the name of my membership program. It's just because I really want to empower women to think beyond the boardroom, to think beyond just their current capabilities, and know that there's a next level in us when it comes to wielding money to build wealth, and that we can do that as a community, and that's the community that I'm building. So again, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm really fired up about it. I know that I'm going to have lots of women who are ready to get it in, to share knowledge, to build generational wealth, and that we are not mediocre. We were born for greatness every single day. So, that's why I created it. Now I'm going to go over some of our pillars and some other stuff, but let me make sure I pay the bills over here first. I want to give a special shout out to Stash. I simply love saving money, and you should too. Stash is a simple way for you to invest seamlessly, as the money just takes little small amounts out of your checking or savings account or whatever you like and invest it in various things. I love to roll like Buffett. I love those delicious dividends, and you will too. Be sure to begin investing by using Stash. Head to bit.ly/stashwithme2020. That's bit.ly/stashwithme2020, and you will get an awesome bonus just for, you know, joining from the show. So it helps me keep the lights on and the podcast going. So go to bit.ly/stashwithme. Okay, so let's get back at it. So generational wealth is not out of your reach. As I told you, I've been doing the strategies, finding the information to unlocking generational wealth. And that's what we do in the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective. So let's talk about some of the things that you get or that we're going to discuss, all that kind of good stuff. What goes on in this community? So one, you get monthly masterclasses taught by your girl, yours truly. So all the information and knowledge and that I have about financial advice and, you know, making sure that I'm building wealth, how I cultivate my six figures into more figures, and how I make my money work for me, and any information, strategy, sources, whispers that somebody gave me, I put it inside of my monthly master classes. Also, I have other people come teach us monthly master classes. We have weekly live Q&A sessions. So you want to talk about what a REIT means, or, you know, if you want to we discuss in there, like, what generational wealth means to us, or just things like that. Get your income questions answered. We don't want anything to hold you back. The third thing we have is exclusive members-only content. So, basically, you're going to get exclusive things that nobody else has on some content that is taught by some awesome people that I know that you want brought to the group, information, deals. Also the vault. So anything that we teach, like live, understand that it would only stay up live for 24 hours. And then it's locked inside of the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective vault. So only collective members have access to this information, after the 24 hours. Okay. So you have one-on-one strategy opportunities. So we want you to set goals and execute them. Especially when it comes to your online businesses, because that's usually what you'll do to bridge the wealth, bridge the money gaps, and bring more income in. So we'll have opportunities for you to have strategy sessions. So, you know, make sure you're on track with your goal. Okay, then we have a book club. So every month we'll have articles, books that we recommend that you read, and then implement what you read. You know, you get it. We have all this information and knowledge, but are you actually implementing it? So in this book club, we really want to hold you accountable to actually making sure that you are implementing what you're reading, if it applies. Sometimes it is knowledge that you should bank, but most times it's knowledge that you probably can execute, if not right then, having a strategy for the future to execute it. So next up, high-value giveaways. We also have accountability and encouragement, as I talked about. We have exclusive pricing on courses, events, and resources. We have member spotlights. We have exclusive podcast episodes. We have online and offline networking opportunities. And oh so much more. So I just wanted to give you a glimpse, a little taste about what's going on inside of the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective. I hope that you really, really take a moment and join. Like, go to bit.ly, Wealth Membership, and join. Because you need an environment that actually allows you to grow and prosper when it comes to money. You need a safe space to talk about money, to talk about your money wins, to talk about your money woes without feeling like, you know, oh my goodness, I'm bragging or I'm braggadocious or feeling like, oh my God, you know, somebody's going to be judging me. In here, we're not judging. We're all about building a community of like-minded women who are success-driven professionals who are trying to build generational wealth because they know that they have jobs and purposes to do in their communities. They have jobs and purposes for their families, and they owe the next 100 years to now because we're in a technology age and we need to seize the moment. Right now that we know all this information and all of this technology, we need to find a way to execute on it. And again, inside the Wealth, Wine, and Money Collective, that is what we're kind of driving you to do. All right, so this was a quick and short and sweet podcast. Next week, I am excited about next week's episode. I'm not even going to tell you what it's all about, but make sure that you're here because it's all about, of course, earning more money, the coins, personal branding. Yeah, those two things go together using a tool. So I am Demetria Samuels, income stream strategist, business coach, and of course, your awesome STEM professional. And this has been another episode of the Corporate Hustle Podcast. I thank you for listening. Please leave a review. Please tell a friend about me. Please, leave comments, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Let me know how to get better. Let's see. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow me at Demetria Samuels, or you can follow at Corporate Hustle University. Either one, I got you. And be safe out there. Wear a mask, you guys, because I do want to come back outside. I do want my daughter to be able to hang out. All right? So enough of my rant. Have a great week, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye.